KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To plant them, you know, maybe on a south-facing bed to keep it from shading out some of those smaller plants that are in there. Okay. Another one is sweet alyssum. Now, alyssum, you know, that's spring flowering, multiple different colors, purples, pinks, whites, they all kind of mix together. A lot of people will use them in hanging baskets or container gardens. But it is actually said that it will help some vegetables and their health, and it'll help with their growth. The studies that have been out there actually show that planting the alyssum in lettuce fields can reduce the number of aphids and actually boost the population of beneficial hoverfly larvae who will then feed off of that. This guy's a small one. It's not going to get huge, so it can be anywhere around. It just likes to be in sun. Now, another one that you might already know is the nasturtium. Now, you know, there's a lot to it, right, in that veggie garden. It's got that bright orange color. The flowers are actually edible. And it will help keep away some of these unwanted insects. You'll interdisperse this throughout the garden on some of this, because what it will do is it's known to deter cabbage worms around squash plants, and it will actually help with cucumber beetles and squash bugs as well. So another natural way to protect your plants from insects. Now, the opposite, some really tall here, would be sunflowers. Now, we know sunflowers, you know, can take some time to bloom, but, you know, the height and the color that it adds to the area is going to attract a ton of beneficial pollinating insects to the area. By doing that, those beneficial pollinating insects are going to help the plants to have more fruit, more flowers, more everything. But it's also going to keep the pests down because a lot of those beneficial pollinators will eat some of the bad insects, right? Again, these guys get real big. You all know that. But we don't want to shade the veggies, so you're going to put them at the north end of the bed so the height's not going to affect everything. Now, a perennial, so you're not planting something every year, would be that purple coneflower. So the echinacea, you might know it as, but the coneflower, you know, a lot of them are native plants, and they do attract a lot of beneficial insects. If you actually plant them near those, you know, your vegetable crops, you will bring more of those beneficial insects again. So there's, it's kind of a theme here from what you're hearing. It really will help keep the bad bugs population down. Couple more here for you. The cosmos. That is a very popular annual flower. Very, I don't know how to describe the foliage, but it's kind of lacy, right? It's very thin. Lots of different color flowers to it. You've seen some reds, some purples, some whites. It's very easy to grow. It's not a hard one at all. And it does also attract pollinating insects. And so you want to put those guys where they may help reduce some of that population near your tomatoes and your squash or any of the veggies that are getting pollinated. Another one here is the blanket flower. A blanket flower is another native for pollinator gardens. Okay, so this here is also can be used as it can be a perennial because it can come back. It will spread naturally over time, so you want to leave some space for it. But this is another one that will bring your pollinators. And so, you know, that's a lot of them that you'll really enjoy this year as another option to add to your veggie garden. Now, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Americans are having fewer children, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth takes the Arsenal of Freedom tour to critical sites. Find out what both mean for the U.S. on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now. 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCars.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Programs like AmeriCorps serve as powerful bridges for veterans to continue serving their communities. Each year, thousands of veterans join AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, bringing their skills to roles in education, disaster response, civic engagement, and veteran support. Through Vet Corps and veteran-focused roles, service members help fellow veterans navigate academic, career, and personnel transitions. Nearly 13,000 veterans take the AmeriCorps pledge annually, lending their leadership to community efforts that improve lives far beyond the military. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And going to an email here. The title is Zone 7-8 Seed Starting, Raised Bed Plant Selection. Now, the question here is from Jim. It says, I hear you on 7:10 a.m. in North Louisiana. Want to read up on your spring garden, how to best make an amended soil vegetable square or raised bed starting with seed. Now, he's mostly needing root veg, few onions, basil, plus symbiotic flowers for their Region 8 clay subsoil. Now, he looked over burpee descriptions, though they don't they do not see how to work up the topsoil and keep flowers happy in their hot summer. They don't have bulbs other than iris. A few daffodils blooming now. You can find them locally. And it says, we appreciate any help. Plus, I'll copy my son, Aaron, on this request. And it says, very respectfully, Jim Seegers, United States Air Force science guy, major United States Air Force retired. First off, thank you. Thank you for doing what you did. That's, for your service. Kind of honored that you want to ask me a question. I feel like I should be asking you questions. But I'm going to do everything I can to help you out. It's, that's what I'm here for. So, let's start talking about the soil for, your substructure. And I know you have a clay subsoil. But there's a number of things that we can do to help for these root crops. Okay. Now, if you've listened to me for a bit now, in the past couple of weeks, I know I have mentioned soil testing. Soil testing is super important, especially for root crops. Because root crops, those guys that are in the soil the most to get you what you need. So it is very important to tell what's going on down in the soil in order to be successful. Now, a lot of people will do it every couple of years. One thing I was reading up on recently, and I am a proponent of doing soil samples multiple times a year, one in the spring, one in the fall, to know where you're getting at. You don't have to do that every year, but if you know you've had an issue in the past, seeing what it is in the spring, knowing what you can do to fix it, and then seeing where you're at in the fall, you might see a dramatic change in it. We talked last week about fast acting lime, fast acting gypsum. They can make changes in a full year. A fast acting lime can raise the pH level almost an entire point. You could go from a 5.5 to a 6.5 in one growing season. And so if you have an issue, I'd love to see you do the soil test in the spring and then at the fall, to see where you're at going forward. Then you're not going to need to do it every year. You can actually do it every couple years. It's not going to hurt you. But we're looking, the major thing obviously is the pH. We want to know, is the soil acidic or alkaline? Now, the scale goes from 1 to 14. And so, in the middle is going to be neutral. 7 is pretty much neutral, but I kind of say 6.5 to like 7.5 is neutral. You're not going to have a lot in the 10-14 unless there's a lot of different things mixed in there. But here's the deal: root crops and most vegetables will actually prefer slightly acidic soil. They're looking at that pH between 6 and 6.8. Maybe it's like 5.9, but I'd rather see you at a 6. So 6 to 6.8 is a very good soil pH when it comes to your root crops and a lot of other vegetables. And so this is important to find out. Now, if we're looking at just the pH, I'm not saying you have to send it out. There are some very inexpensive pH testers that you can get, or a lot of local garden centers might say, hey, bring in a big sample of soil, we'll test it, right? A lot of the extensions at the local colleges and universities also do it. So there's a lot of different ways to get it done, but it is super important to find out where your pH level is. All right, now I got to take a break here. We come back, more information, because this is a great topic to discuss for this upcoming spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated unlimited marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
By Norton.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call or text that number. And before we get into more, if you missed part of the show or you want to hear an old show, go to anywhere you download your podcasts. It comes out every Monday afternoon, and just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us to hear an old episode, or if you missed something from this week. Now, we are on the topic of seed starting and raised bed plant selection, and we're on the topic with amending that soil, that vegetable area, right? So, as Jim had mentioned, he is in a clay subsoil. So there's a lot of clay, mostly. Now, clay isn't a bad thing to have in the soil. It will hold some moisture to it, but too much can get to be the point where it holds way too much moisture, right? So we're looking for happy median between a very sandy soil and a very clay soil. So we're looking to get in between it. And that's where organic material is going to come into play. And bringing in some sort of a topsoil. Now, adding these to the soil can be done multiple different ways, right? So multiple ways. It's not just about going to the store and buying the compost that's already made. You can make your own, whether it be with leaves, grass clippings, any of the garden residue, anything along those lines, mixed together, creating your own compost to break down in it. It could be the store-bought compost. It could be cow manure. It could be peat moss. It could be any soil additive that's going to help break up that very compact clay soil. Because for root vegetables, we are looking to have a loose, rich, and loamy type soil. We got to think of it this way, and I kind of alluded to it earlier. Root crops, we are focusing on the soil because that's where they grow, right? Root crops grow down, not up. Now, they do grow up for their leaves, but they're doing everything that we want them to do underground. So it is so important to make sure that that soil is taken care of. Okay? So adding the organic material is a great way to start. And it's in an area where it's very clay filled. If it's mostly clay, we're going to also need to bring in some soil, some type of a topsoil or native soil to the area. That might mean there'll be a little bit of clay in there, but not necessarily a lot of clay into it. Another thing for this area that is very clay filled, want you to look at helping break down some of that clay or the compactness that's there. You heard me mention the fast-acting gypsum, which is a product that will help move the nutrients down, break compact soils, and move everything to where it needs to be. So a fast-acting gypsum is basically a product that has a good amount of sulfur into it. It's a sulfur-based product that you can put in the soil to help break everything down. Now, Natural Alternative has a great product for that. You can use their sulfur product in order to take care of your soil. It's literally called sulfur soil conditioner. Okay, so you'd mix that into the garden bed, and over time, it's actually going to help break down some of the compactness, but it's also going to help lower the pH a little bit if it's too high. But it also will help with earthworms getting into that soil and building up. It's also going to help with that root development. Again, we're looking at root crops. It's also going to allow the soil there to accept the right nutrients of fertilizer to help your plants. So this isn't just something to break up the clay. It's something there to help feed the soil. Take care of the soil and make sure that it's better. The cool thing is, if you listen to me before talking about the protolyzer, this sulfur soil conditioner is actually enriched with protolyzer, so it's hitting you with two things. It's perfect to do. So using this to mix into the soil is a great thing to do. Adding compost and adding native soil. I would mix all of that together the best you can, because at the same time, if the depth of your soil is only so much and the roots go further down, they're going to get into what's already there. So we want some of the soil that's actually in the ground already to be part of the whole soil structure, so that it doesn't just get comfortable in one spot in the perfect condition. Those roots start to adventure out to get deeper, bigger, thicker for what we are trying to do. Okay? You know, there's, as I mentioned earlier, we got to look at, you know, which way we need to go. In this case, it's very clay, so we are looking, you can add some sand. You could add the compost. You could add the native soil that's also there. We just don't want it to just get stuck. You know, the organic matter will actually help the soil act like that sponge. It'll hold the moisture and will actually nourish the tap roots that are there. Whereas heavy soil can actually really do the opposite, not allow them to have that taproot, not get them big enough to where it needs to be. Now, if you're adding like a manure to it, you want to make sure that is either dehydrated or very well composted. You know, depending upon the age of it, it could have some weed seeds. But I will say this, cow manure, cows have multiple stomachs, okay? So they process it twice. So you're getting a lot less weed seeds. I can't guarantee that anything is 100%, but I'd say it's like 99% weed seed free because of their process. You know, they have two stomachs. And so it goes through one, goes through the next, and it breaks it down a little bit, okay? So that's why you want to make sure it is something that is aged well and composted well, not something very fresh in the soil, especially with root crops, okay? Now, as far as fertilizer adding to this soil, now the best time to be adding a granular fertilizer to the soil is basically the day of planting. I would say it is the best, because sometimes when you wait a few days between fertilizing and planting, some of that fertilizer could leach away or is less potent. Now, depending upon where you look, you will hear some say 5-10-10, 10-10-10, 5-10-5. You could look at a few others. You could look at Garden Tone. You could look at Tomato Tone. You can look at some of the Espolma products. They'll have a 10-10-10 and a 5-10-5 as well. But a lot of people will actually use a 10-10-10. So 10-10-10 is the percentages of weight of the product that's in there. Those items are N, P, and K. So nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Okay, it's always in that same order, so you always know what the first one is, the second and third. The first one's always nitrogen, then it's phosphorus, then it's potassium. Nitrogen helps green things up. Phosphorus helps the roots, which will then help the shoots. And then potassium's all around everything to help it. I'm paraphrasing. There's a lot more to it. And as Jim, our retired U.S. Air Force and science guy, I think he knows all these things. But the nitrogen here is going to aid in leaf and stem production and really help that. It can also help green it up. Phosphorus is going to get the roots. It's going to have them as strong as possible. And then the potassium will also help in root development by helping the entire plant. So potassium is an overall Nitrogen is specific. Phosphorus is specific. Now, seeds themselves are very sensitive to too much nitrogen. And, you know, it can really cause damage. So that's why a lot of people will start off mixing that fertilizer into the soil so it's not on top of everything. And that's putting it into the soil is really going to help it. And especially with root crops, really go easier on the amount rather than overdo it. More is not a benefit, especially when it's going to be so close to the fruit that you are looking to get, right? If it was a plant like a tomato where the leaves and everything was above ground, you'd be fine to have it. You know, well, I never think it's fine to over-fertilize, but if you accidentally had too much, whereas a root, it's never okay to overdo it. You actually should really look to underdo it a bit because it's going right to that root and it really could affect it. Okay? So there's a little bit to it when it comes to the development of the soil. But I will tell you, adding a number of things is going to help. Raised bed's probably the best way to do it because adding is going to be a lot easier and you can add more to it. The other thing here is you don't want to plant directly in compost. 9 times out of 10, the majority of composts out there are too alkaline, so they're too sweet of a soil that the plants will not actually develop the way they need to. And they want to have, as I mentioned at the beginning, a little bit of an acidic soil to it to help the root crops develop more, okay? And so, really, don't just do compost. Don't just do, you know, a native soil. Mixture of everything is going to help it more than you would expect. Now, as far as, you know, keeping the flowers happy in hot summer, there's a product out there called Soil Moist. Soil Moist are these little granules that you can actually mix into the soil that will hold moisture into the ground and release it when it is needed. Okay? And this would be something as an additive to the soil that you do at the beginning of planting. This is going to pay dividends in the summer months when everything is too hot and you can't water. Okay, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on the other side of the break, but when we get back, we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success,
and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Americans are having fewer children, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth takes the Arsenal of Freedom tour to critical sites. Find out what both mean for the U.S. on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Common Ground Alliance.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And answering the final question to Jim this question in regards to seed starting, the raised plant bed selection, and then wondering, you know, the topsoil isn't great. What else can we do to keep those flowers happy in their hot summer? Because he is in North Louisiana. I mentioned a product called Soil Moist. Now, Soil Moist are polymers that will actually reduce plant watering by up to 50%. It will also reduce transplant shock and soil compaction, and it will stay in the soil effective for about 3 to 5 years. Now, it is an effective water aid management, and it can be indoor or outdoor. You can use it for trees, shrubs, containers, baskets, flower beds, vegetables, whichever. But it should be incorporated into the soil at the root level, okay? Basically, what this is, they're little polymers that the best example of something close to it would be a baby's diaper, right? Baby uses a diaper. The diaper doesn't leak. It expands. It gets heavy. Well, it's that type of crystal, that polymer in there that is holding the moisture in so it doesn't go all over the bed, all over the clothes, etc. Now, anybody with kids knows that's not always the case, no matter if you have the diaper on, but that's a different show, different story. Anyways, part of what that brings up is it will absorb. These absorb, I think, 200 times the size of it, and it stores that in that small little pellet. And what it does is it actually releases a steady supply of water, but it's as needed, right? It is non-toxic. It's safe to use in your vegetable plants. It's not going to harm you. This is an item. Using the suggested amount is, I was going to say suggested, but it's highly, highly recommended. If you use too much, you're going to see little volcanoes all over your garden. Because, as I said, they get about 200 times the little polymers that are there. And so imagine putting too much of that, and let's say there's 200 of these little guys, and they're all 200 times the size of them. I mean, we're talking giant. So more is not better on these guys. And we want to use them early because it will actually start to store the moisture now to release later when the plant needs it. It's not one of those that we use it when we are in a drought or when it's too hot, because it needs to have the time to store the moisture to release it to the plant when needed. So we talked about this a number of times last year, and last spring was very rainy. And it was like, you know, people, well, why do I need it? It's raining. Well, we know inevitably it's going to get hot during the summer months. We're not going to be able to water. Our plants are going to suffer. But the idea here is do it now when you do have some of that moisture. There's no water bans. You can freely do this. So later on, you've cut the watering down, and it allows you to have a period of time where you're not watering, right? Now, it's going to help you during the season when it's not as hot, like normal, but it thrives during those warmer conditions because it'll get the moisture where it needs to be. So, great product to help keep those flowers happy and the root veggies that we were talking about here, to really get them to be where they need to be for you to be successful. So, Jim, I appreciate the email. I appreciate you for being a retired major in the United States Air Force. I appreciate you for doing that. And thank you for the email. And hope that helps out for you and your son, Aaron. Now, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate all the email questions, the text, the call. So until next week, get out there, plant something. In New England, we're almost there, I swear. In the meantime, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you. Bye.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A missile has struck the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after U.S. bombed an oil-critical Iranian island.
A missile has struck a helipad inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad, and debris from an intercepted Iranian drone hit an oil facility in the United Arab Emirates. This came a day after President Donald Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network and warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said U.S. forces obliterated targets on Karg Island, home to the primary terminal that handles Iran's oil exports. Meanwhile, an American official said more than 2,000 Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A federal judge denies Justice Department subpoenas for the chair of the Federal Reserve.
The judge says, quote, a mountain of evidence suggests that the purpose of the subpoenas was simply to pressure the Fed to cut a key interest rate, as President Trump has repeatedly demanded. Fed Chair Jerome Powell revealed the investigation in January. That prompted Senator Tom Tillis, a North Carolina Republican and member of the Banking Committee, to block consideration of Kevin Warsh, President Trump's pick to replace Powell, until the investigation is dropped. The investigation involves testimony last June by Powell about a $2.5 billion building renovation. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The six U.S. service members who died in the crash of a military refueling aircraft included an Alabama father and several members based in Ohio. The Ohio Air National Guard says three airmen came from its 121st refueling wing in Columbus. The family of Birmingham, Alabama pilot Alex Klinner confirms he was also killed in the crash. He'd recently been promoted to major and deployed less than a week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For baseball's tallest hitters, robot umpires should bring consistency to a tricky zone.
The robot umpire system for overturning ball strike calls is going to be used in regular season games in the majors this year. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball's biggest giants have long been two difficult areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look. Keith Peters reporting.
A major CEO is leaving Washington State. More from correspondent Ken Lormond.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following Washington Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually.
Starbucks will open a corporate office in Nashville, offering relocation to Seattle-based employees and expanding its presence in the Southeast. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Certain parts of the country are forecasting blizzard, polar vortex, heat dome, and atmospheric river conditions all at once. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The U.S. getting slammed with weather extremes, flooding rain, record heat, late season snow. Wednesday, D.C. hit a record 86 degrees, then snow on Thursday. Now meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says the Southwest faces a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures.
Looking at well above normal temperatures, several places, a lot of places may set their March all-time record highs.
Polar cold pushes into the Midwest and East. Two northern storms likely to dump feet of snow, with one strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone.
Looking like a significant winter storm, there will be blizzard conditions with this, as there will also be strong winds.
I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and we got about another hour left. And plenty of information to get to give you as much information to get ready for your garden or to work in your garden at this point. And before we get into some of the, you know, into the topics, couple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us at 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that number. And then you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we'll be able to help you out the best we can. That email, you can always send pictures. It's always good to have some pictures of a plant when there's an issue. And, you know, I've said this before, but love to be able to help you guys out. And no matter where you are across the country, a lot of these same issues are happening. And the same thing to fix it in New England is the same thing to fix it in, you know, Texas, Florida, Colorado, Washington. All over the place, there's going to be a lot of the same types of ways to fix an issue, okay, when it comes to the garden. And so, love to be able to hear from you guys. I've had a number of emails come in from all over the area, and just love to hear from you guys to allow, you know, just to answer some of your questions. I love hearing from you guys. Now, we're thinking spring. We're talking about what we can do. I wanted to give you guys some ideas of some other plants that we can plant when we're getting our veggies into the garden that they've been known to keep, you know, some of those pests away, right? So they're plants that you might not necessarily have planted in a veggie garden, but they are helpful in multiple different ways that you might not have known about. Now, jumping into this, the first one is going to be the easy one where I think a lot of people already know. As soon as I say it, you're going to say, yep, I knew it. Well, one of the major ones to plant in the garden is the marigold, right? Marigolds, they have, you know, a smell to it, and they will keep some of those other pests, the animal, the bunnies away. They don't like them, right? But did you know there are other reasons for this? They've actually been known to reduce the prevalence of different types of cabbage worms, and they can also reduce the number of thrips attacking tomatoes, but they also have to be planted with basil at that point. And it's said that they might actually even help the tomato promote growth. So these are ones that you put on the edge of the garden bed, you know, in a sunny spot. We want to make sure that they get the full sun because they do not like to be shaded out. So they are. It's a good one to use in the garden. Now another one. I've got a number of these I want to bring up to you guys because you're going to hear one. You're like, I don't want that one. Oh, I like that one. But another one here is Queen Anne's lace. Right. So it's a good one to have when it comes to, you know, help with, you know, pest issues. And it's not by repelling pests, but it's by attracting beneficial insects that will feed on those unwanted insects, right? So this here is to bring your beneficial insects to get rid of some of those insects. It's not going to repel them. It's actually attracting those beneficials to help protect your garden here. Now, you know, you've probably seen the Queen Anne's lace, you know, along the roadsides. It's super, super low maintenance. And I'll tell you, it's kind of weedy. It's kind of like a weed. You'll know it when you see it. These guys are biannuals, so they really only last for a couple years, so which is a good thing for a veggie garden. You don't have to plant them every year. But you do want to plant them, you know, maybe in a south-facing bed to keep it from shading out some of those smaller plants that are in there. Okay. Another one is sweet alyssum. Now, alyssum, you know, that's spring flowering, multiple different colors, purples, pinks, whites, they all kind of mix together. A lot of people will use them in hanging baskets or container gardens, but it is actually said that it will help some vegetables in their health, and it'll help with their growth. The studies that have been out there actually show that planting the alyssum in lettuce fields can reduce the number of aphids and actually boost the population of beneficial hoverfly larvae who will then feed off of that. This guy's a small one. It's not going to get huge, so it can be anywhere around. It just likes to be in sun. Now, another one that you might already know is the nasturtium. Now, you know, there's a lot to it, right, in that veggie garden. It's got that bright orange color. The flowers are actually edible, and it will help keep away some of these unwanted insects. You'll interdisperse this throughout the garden on some of this, because what it will do is it's known to deter cabbage worms around squash plants, and it will actually help with cucumber beetles and squash bugs as well. So another natural way to protect your plants from insects. Now, the opposite, some really tall here, would be sunflowers. Now, we know sunflowers, you know, can take some time to bloom, but, you know, the height and the color that it adds to the area is going to attract a ton of beneficial pollinating insects to the area. By doing that, those beneficial pollinating insects are going to help the plants to have more fruit, more flowers, more everything. But it's also going to keep the pests down because a lot of those beneficial pollinators will eat some of the bad insects, right? Again, these guys get real big. You all know that. But we don't want to shade the veggies, so you're going to put them at the north end of the bed so the height's not going to affect everything. Now, a perennial, so you're not planting something every year, would be that purple coneflower. So the echinacea, you might know it as, but the coneflower, you know, a lot of them are native plants, and they do attract a lot of beneficial insects. If you actually plant them near those, you know, your vegetable crops, you will bring more of those beneficial insects again. So it's kind of a theme here from what you're hearing. It really will help keep the bad bugs population down. Couple more here for you. The cosmos. That is a very popular annual flower. Very, I don't know how to describe the foliage, but it's kind of lacy, right? It's very thin. Lots of different color flowers to it. You've seen some reds, some purples, some whites. It's very easy to grow. It's not a hard one at all. And it does also attract pollinating insects. And so you want to put those guys where they may help reduce some of that population near your tomatoes and your squash or any of the veggies that are getting pollinated. Another one here is the blanket flower. A blanket flower is another native for pollinator gardens. Okay, so this here is also can be used as it can be a perennial because it can come back. It will spread naturally over time, so you want to leave some space for it. But this is another one that will bring your pollinators. And so, you know, that's a lot of them that you really enjoy this year as another option to add to your veggie garden. Now, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Americans are having fewer children, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth takes the Arsenal of Freedom tour to critical sites. Find out what both mean for the U.S. on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Programs like AmeriCorps serve as powerful bridges for veterans to continue serving their communities. Each year, thousands of veterans join AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps seniors, bringing their skills to roles in education, disaster response, civic engagement, and veteran support. Through Vet Corps and veteran-focused roles, service members help fellow veterans navigate academic, career, and personnel transitions. Nearly 13,000 veterans take the AmeriCorps pledge annually, lending their leadership to community efforts that improve lives far beyond the military. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And going to an email here. The title is Zone 7-8 Seed Starting Raised Bed Plant Selection. Now, the question here is from Jim. It says, I hear you on 7:10 a.m. in North Louisiana. Want to read up on your spring garden, how...
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
You out. It's, That's what I'm here for. So, let's start talking about the soil for, you know, your substructure. And I know you have a clay subsoil, but there's a number of things that we can do to help for these root crops. Okay. Now, if you've listened to me for a bit now, in the past couple of weeks, I know I have mentioned soil testing. Soil testing is super important, especially for root crops. Because root crops, those guys that are in the soil the most to get you what you need, so it is very important to tell what's going on down in the soil in order to be successful. Now, a lot of people will do it every couple of years. One thing I was reading up on recently, and I am a proponent of doing soil samples multiple times a year, one in the spring, one in the fall, to know where you're getting at. You don't have to do that every year, but if you know you've had an issue in the past, seeing what it is in the spring, knowing what you can do to fix it, and then seeing where you're at in the fall, you might see a dramatic change in it. We talked last week about, you know, fast acting lime, fast acting gypsum. They can make changes in a full year. A fast acting lime can raise the pH level almost an entire point. You could go from a 5.5 to a 6.5 in one growing season. And so if you have an issue, I'd love to see you do the soil test in the spring and then at the fall, to see where you're at going forward. Then you're not going to need to do it every year. You can actually do it every couple years. It's not going to hurt you. But we're looking, you know, the major thing obviously is the pH. We want to know, is the soil acidic or alkaline? Now, the scale goes from 1 to 14. And so, you know, in the middle is going to be neutral. You know, 7 is pretty much neutral. But I kind of say 6.5 to like 7.5 is neutral. You're not going to have a lot in the 10, 14 unless there's a lot of different things mixed in there. But here's the deal. Root crops and most vegetables will actually prefer slightly acidic soil. They're looking at that pH between 6 and 6.8. Maybe it's like 5.9, but I'd rather see you at a 6. So 6 to 6.8 is a very good soil pH when it comes to your root crops and a lot of other vegetables. And so this is important to find out. Now, if we're looking at just the pH, I'm not saying you have to send it out. There are some very inexpensive pH testers that you can get, or a lot of local garden centers might say, hey, bring in a big sample of soil, we'll test it, right? A lot of the extensions at the local colleges and universities also do it. So there's a lot of different ways to get it done, but it is super important to find out where your pH level is. All right, now I got to take a break here. We come back, more information, because this is a great topic to discuss for this upcoming spring. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Marketing text messages can send are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss ball. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Making AI truly useful in your life. That's the idea behind Alexa Plus, a generative AI upgrade for Alexa, enabling more natural, conversational interactions without repeating the wake word. It learns your personal preferences and performs more complex tasks. Panos Panay from Amazon explains.
Yeah, you can just do so much more and she knows so much more. It's that simple. Like, the depth of her knowledge is incredible. You know, it's limitless right now. We kind of move from you're being an expert on how to control your home and you have to remember what you set a light name to, or you had to call the exact situation up, but now you're moving to natural conversation. Just say what you're thinking and that transformation happens. I think just in that spirit of natural language, that transformation with the depth of AI behind it is what people are leaping into right now.
Check out Alexa Plus and accessories on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this.
For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call or text that number. And before we get into more, if you missed part of the show or you want to hear an old show, go to anywhere you download your podcasts. It comes out every Monday afternoon, and just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us to hear an old episode or if you missed something from this week. Now, we are on the topic of seed starting and raised bed plant selection, and we're on the topic with amending that soil, that vegetable area, right? So, as Jim had mentioned, he is in a clay subsoil. So there's a lot of clay, mostly. Now, clay isn't a bad thing to have in the soil. It will hold some moisture to it, but too much can get to be the point where it holds way too much moisture, right? So we're looking for a happy medium between a very sandy soil and a very clay soil. So we're looking to get in between it. And that's where organic material is going to come into play. And bringing in some sort of a topsoil. Now, adding these to the soil can be done multiple different ways, right? So multiple ways. It's not just about going to the store and buying the compost that's already made. You can make your own, whether it be with leaves, grass clippings, any of the garden residue, anything along those lines, mixed together, creating your own compost to break down in it. It could be the store-bought compost. It could be cow manure. It could be peat moss. It could be any soil additive that's going to help break up that very compact clay soil. Because for root vegetables, we are looking to have a loose, rich, and loamy type soil. We got to think of it this way, and I kind of alluded to it earlier. Root crops, we are focusing on the soil because that's where they grow, right? Root crops grow down, not up. Now, they do grow up for their leaves, but they're doing everything that we want them to do underground. So it is so important to make sure that that soil is taken care of. Okay? So adding the organic material is a great way to start. And it's in an area where it's very clay filled. If it's mostly clay, we're going to also need to bring in some soil, some type of a topsoil or native soil to the area. That might mean there'll be a little bit of clay in there, but not necessarily a lot of clay into it. Another thing for this area that is very clay filled, want you to look at helping break down some of that clay or the compactness that's there. You heard me mention the fast-acting gypsum, which is a product that will help move the nutrients down, break compact soils, and move everything to where it needs to be. So a fast-acting gypsum is basically a product that has a good amount of sulfur into it. It's a sulfur-based product that you can put in the soil to help break everything down. Now, Natural Alternative has a great product for that. You can use their sulfur product in order to take care of your soil. It's literally called sulfur soil conditioner. Okay, so you mix that into the garden bed, and over time, it's actually going to help break down some of the compactness, but it's also going to help lower the pH a little bit if it's too high. But it also will help with earthworms getting into that soil and building up. It's also going to help with that root development. Again, we're looking at root crops. It's also going to allow the soil there to accept the right nutrients of fertilizer to help your plants. So this isn't just something to break up the clay. It's something there to help feed the soil. Take care of the soil and make sure that it's better. The cool thing is, if you listen to me before talking about the protolyzer, this sulfur soil conditioner is actually enriched with protolyzer, so it's hitting you with two things. It's perfect to do. So using this to mix into the soil is a great thing to do. Adding compost and adding native soil. I would mix all of that together the best you can, because at the same time, if the depth of your soil is only so much, and the roots go further down, they're going to get into what's already there. So we want some of the soil that's actually in the ground already to be part of the whole soil structure, so that it doesn't just get comfortable in one spot in the perfect condition. Those roots start to adventure out to get deeper, bigger, thicker for what we are trying to do. Okay? You know, there's, as I mentioned earlier, we got to look at, you know, which way we need to go. In this case, it's very clay, so we are looking, you can add some sand. You could add the compost. You could add the native soil that's also there. We just don't want it to just get stuck. You know, the organic matter will actually help the soil act like that sponge. It'll hold the moisture and will actually nourish the tap roots that are there. Whereas heavy soil can actually really do the opposite, not allow them to have that tap root, not get them big enough to where it needs to be. Now, if you're adding like a manure to it, you want to make sure that is either dehydrated or very well composted. You know, depending upon the age of it, it could have some weed seeds. But I will say this, cow manure, cows have multiple stomachs, okay? So they process it twice. So you're getting a lot less weed seeds. I can't guarantee that anything is 100%, but I'd say it's like 99% weed seed free because of their process. You know, they have two stomachs. And so it goes through one, goes through the next, and it breaks it down a little bit. Okay? So that's why you want to make sure it is something that is aged well and composted well, not something very fresh in the soil, especially with root crops, okay? Now, as far as fertilizer adding to this soil, now the best time to be adding a granular fertilizer to the soil is that basically the day of planting. I would say it is the best because sometimes when you wait a few days between fertilizing and planting, some of that fertilizer could leach away or is less potent. Now, depending upon where you look, you will hear some say 5-10-10, 10-10-10, 5-10-5. You could look at a few others. You could look at garden tone. You could look at tomato tone. You could look at some of the Espoma products. They'll have a 10-10-10 and a 5-10-5 as well. But a lot of people will actually use a 10-10-10. So 10-10-10 is the percentages of weight of the product that's in there. Those items are N, P, and K. So nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Okay? It's always in that same order, so you always know what the first one is, the second, and third. The first one's always nitrogen, then it's phosphorus, then it's potassium. Nitrogen helps green things up. Phosphorus helps the roots, which will then help the shoots. And then potassium's all around everything to help it. I'm paraphrasing. There's a lot more to it. And as Jim, our retired U.S. Air Force and science guy, I think he knows all these things. But the nitrogen here is going to aid in leaf and stem production and really help that. It can also help green it up. Phosphorus is going to get the roots. It's going to have them as strong as possible. And then the potassium will also help in root development by helping the entire plant. So potassium is an overall. Nitrogen is specific. Phosphorus is specific. Now, seeds themselves are very sensitive to too much nitrogen. And you know, it can really cause damage. So that's why a lot of people will start off mixing that fertilizer into the soil so it's not on top of everything. And that's putting it into the soil is really going to help it. And especially with root crops, really go easier on the amount rather than overdo it. More is not a benefit, especially when it's going to be so close to the fruit that you are looking to get, right? If it was a plant like a tomato where the leaves and everything was above ground, you'd be fine to have it. You know, well, I never think it's fine to over-fertilize, but if you accidentally had too much, whereas a root, it's never okay to overdo it. You actually should really look to underdo it a bit because it's going right to that root and it really could affect it. Okay? So, it's...
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It is needed. Okay? And this would be something as an additive to the soil that you do at the beginning of planting. This is going to pay dividends in the summer months when everything is too hot and you can't water. Okay, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on the other side of the break, but when we get back, we'll talk about that, plus we'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Americans are having fewer children, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth takes the Arsenal of Freedom tour to critical sites. Find out what both mean for the U.S. on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be,
no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And answering the final question to Jim's question in regards to seed starting, the raised plant bed selection, and then wondering, you know, the topsoil is in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It's in a product called